All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. I got a lot of people who ask me a lot of questions in regard to getting in shape, getting ready for the military, you know, what have you. I got over the past 5 or 6 years, I've had many requests for somebody to walk them through basically a way to prepare your body for combat. I'm just talking about the prep for the body here. Not really going to go into detail on the mind, but the mind and body are linked. So as you get the body into shape, the mind will follow. Okay, basic in AIT is like 12 or 13 weeks now. This is just 3 months. It starts off with, you can start off as, with a very, very soft butterball body. And if you can, push yourself and go the distance on this, you can reach your goal of what you're looking for. Now, at the end of this 3 months, this isn't going to turn you into Captain America. Okay, if you do the 3 months and then you stop, it's going to take 3 more months and you'll be right back where you began. So after the 3 months, you could use this as basically a base to go forward to do bigger and better things. Like triathlete people, those guys are probably some of the best in shape individuals you can run across. But they have a lot of specialized equipment and so forth. Building this base here will get you ready for just about anything. So let's jump into this. So let me get this straight. I gotta spend 2.5 years on books and tuition to take useless bullshit just to get at my core classes? Space Ghost is on, you can suck my dick. You got any ungrateful relatives? Well, me too. So buy them something worthless. Get them this book. At the end of the day, they will thank you for getting them something that's priceless. Good advice. So click on the link in the description and learn for yourself why college is a complete waste of time and money. All right, how to prep your body for combat. Now, before you start, you got to realize exactly where you are in the power curve. All right, some people genetically really don't have to work out that much, and they stay at a reasonable level of shape. Those people are few and far between, but they're out there. And then you have the individuals who work out all the time and have a hard time getting into the pocket, where they can perform with enough endurance and strength and so forth to be effective at what they're trying to do. Okay, now the first thing you need to do on day one when you decide to do this is you need to take your fat ass outside and run 1 mile for time, which means you run it as fast as you can. Now, hopefully, you'll be able to do this in less than 15 minutes. If you are slower than that, okay, is that a bad thing? Yes. Is it a good thing? Yes. Because you know where you are now on the power curve, and from there you can only go up. All right, now you do the 1 mile run, you do yourself a test for 2 minutes on push-ups and 2 minutes on sit-ups, and you do 1 to 4 200 meter sprints. You got to give maximum effort, you got to time everything so you know exactly what you're doing. And then work on squeezing out some chin-ups. Okay, you write all of that down and keep track of it. The next day, Or maybe you want to rest a day. That's fine. You wait a day and you start your program. On day one, you're going to start adding 15 to 20, 25% of the distance you ran the day before onto the upcoming run. So on day one, you ran the 1 mile for time. On day three, it's like 1.25 to 1.4 miles. Okay, take a break 1 day. Next, on day five, you run again 1.6 miles. Now, in between these days where you're not running, you're doing calisthenics, go lift weights, swim. You know, you got to mix it up a little bit to give your body the variety it needs to build up the muscle sets that most of the people in the Western world have neglected. All right. Now, if you are like 40 years old and you're just now, you know, hauling your ass outside to start working out, this is going to be very difficult for you. Not impossible, but very difficult. All right, day five, 1.6 miles. Day seven, 2 miles. Day nine, 2 miles. Day 11, 2.3. 13, 2.6. Day 15, 3 miles. Now what you're doing here is you're trying to, well, you are going to up your endurance levels with distance. Now I would suggest while you're doing this, you try to add more, you know, cut some time off of the run. Since you knew what your first mile was when you're totally out of shape and you just started out, you can actually start your runs and time that mile and try to shave the time off that mile. I've seen a lot of guys within a month go from, you know, 12 to 15 minute 1 mile to 6 to 9 minute 1 mile, which is fairly respectable. All right, now we're going to go on to the second half of the month here. Okay, at day 17 or 18, your base at 15 days needs to be reevaluated. So you go back and you do the day one workout again, time yourself to see how you're doing. It's very easy for somebody to get 20 to 40% improvement in their performance just in that short amount of time. Okay, now what you're doing here, this is no easy recipe. You're not getting into a sarcophagus and coming out Captain America in like 10 minutes. Okay, this is going to take a while to get yourself into a good baseline shape, and it's going to require the efforts of the rest of your life to maintain. Okay, so at day 19, you're going to run your 3 miles, day 21, 3 miles, day 25, 3 miles. Now, you're still doing the calisthenics, the free weights, swimming, and other physical activities between those days. So you're basically working out every single day, different parts of your body with you, you know, cracking down on the endurance portion every other day. Okay, when you get up to day 25, you know, running 3 miles should be fairly comfortable to you now. Most of the time, if you have knee problems, they will fade away in the first 2 to 3 weeks because your body will adapt to the knees, unless you're old and worn out like I am, and that doesn't really work out anymore. For me to, you know, stay in any kind of shape, I got to do bag work and run on an elliptical or treadmill because road work, you know, just crushes my knees and hips. All right, now, one of the more important things you need to do to get yourself into a baseline combat shape is you need to build up your ability to carry weight and move with a purpose. All right, you're going to start this off on day 27 with just a 20 to 25 pound rucksack without any water. You're going to throw it on your back. And you're going to speed walk 3 miles. All right. So you're going to notice when you do this there is a difference between the speed walking and running. They use different muscles. They affect the ligaments and the cartilage in your, you know, body a little differently. So this might get a little sticky in the beginning as you're, you know, doing both, but it can be done. Okay, day 29, same thing, 20, 25 pound rucksack, 3 miles. And day 31, run 3 miles. Now you're going into month two here. All right, now if you've been doing everything, you know, on the level with yourself, after 1 month, you will notice a big difference. All right. Going out running 3 miles was not going to be a big deal. You're probably going to see a few pounds melt away. If you're pre-diabetic or you have insulin resistance, you're going to see a lot of those symptoms fade because all of the systems in your body are all interconnected. All right. And your body uses sugar to fuel itself. If you've been just sitting on your ass and eating the same amount of sugar, you're wearing out your insulin receptors in your body, so the insulin that you create doesn't work anymore or becomes less effective. As you start working out, you actually start burning through that sugar that's being stored in the body and causing your body to replenish it from what you eat. Thus, it lowers the insulin sensitivity, and you can move the carbohydrates around in your body a lot easier. All right, now month two, you're going to start introducing, in between the run days, sprints. Now, ideally, you want to do, you know, 200-meter sprints, you know, and you want to build up the sets. So you want to start off here with one or two 200-meter sprints when you start off your sprinting phase. Now, day one, you're moving over to a 35-pound rucksack, maybe 45 pounds, somewhere in between there, dry, without water. And you're doing a 3-mile walk. Now, you're trying to actually speed walk here. All right, don't nonchalantly just, you know, mosey on down the road. I mean, you can do that if you're older, but if you're younger and you want to see better results, you got to pick up the pace on this. You want to go just fast enough that you don't have to do a shuffle or a jog, okay, and just slow enough so you can get the full stride of your walking between your legs out, so you stretch everything out and get all those muscles. All right, day three, you're running 3.5 miles. Day five, 35 pounds again with the rucksack, taking up to 4 miles. Day seven and just 3.5 mile run. Okay, now keep in mind you're doing the calisthenics and your weightlifting and your 200 meter sprints here in between the days that I have listed here. Okay, day nine, you're taking it up to 45 pounds to 55 pounds dry without water. You're doing a 4 mile ruck. Day 11, you're running 4 miles. So right around 1.5 months into it, you're now up to 4 and 4. Rucking 4 miles and running 4 miles. Okay, day 13, 45 to 55 pounds. You're taking it, on a 5 mile ruck march. The next day, it's a 5 mile run. Okay, day 16, you're taking it up to 55 to 60 pounds, 5 mile ruck march. Okay, day 18, 55 pounds again, you're taking it up 6 miles. Okay, now what you're noticing here is the first month and a half, you've babied yourself a little bit, you're still pushing yourself hard, but you're getting to the point where you gotta step it up a little bit to get the results that you want. All right, so what we're trying to get to here is 12 miles, you know, what's it, 55 to 65 pounds dry, and you're going to do a ruck march with that, 12 miles in 3 hours or less. So we're building up to that here. You see what's going on here. Okay, a day 22, 55-pound, 7-mile ruck. Day 24, 5 miles. Now, we're not taking the run beyond 5 miles. The reason for that is if you can get yourself to the point where you can run 5 miles, you can run 15, you can run 25. Okay, your pace will slow down a little bit, but you can do it. All right, now what you're doing here from now on when you run the 5 miles is you're always trying to run it a little bit faster. Okay, whatever tricks you have to set up, that it is what it is. What I used to do is I used to start off slow, and then I'd pick up the pace right around the second mile once, you know, my body was all warmed up. And then when I got to like 3.5 to 4 miles, I really turned the pace up, so that last mile was an absolute smoker. Okay, and you'll notice when you're doing the 5 miles and you're adding, you know, on the off days, you're doing your 200 meter sprints. As your 200 meter sprints go up with the number of sets, you will see the time on the 5 miles drop off pretty quickly. Okay, day 26, 55 pounds, 8 mile ruck march. Day 28, 5 mile run. Day 30, 55 pounds, 8 mile ruck. All right, now you're two-thirds there for distance. We're now at the end of month two. All right, moving into month three. All right, you're going to continue to add in the sprints, lift weights, calisthenics, swim, whatever you do in between these days. It's important you do something every single day. Day one, 5 mile run. All right, you're going to run this for time. All right, you're going to find out exactly how fast you can run that 5 miles in with maximum effort. This is important. All right, a lot of the stuff you need to do to self-improve requires max effort and the discipline to do such max effort. Some people will be able to hire a personal trainer. In my opinion, that's just a crutch, but what do I know? All right, now day three, we're moving up to 60 pounds. You're going to do 8 miles. Day five, 5 mile run. Now, these 5 mile runs should really, by this time, not be that difficult at all. I mean, if you don't have missing cartilage or, you know, something that's messed up or broken in your lower half of your body adjusts to the running. All right, so this is really old hat for you. Day seven, 60 pounds, 9 mile rucksack. Day 9, 5 mile run. Day 11, 60 pounds, 10 miles. Day 13, 5 mile run. Day 15, 60 pounds, 12 mile ruck march. Day 17, 5 mile run. Day 19, 60 pounds, 12 miles. Now, you should, on these two 12-milers here, you should be timing your pace and trying to get as close to 3 hours or less as you can for 12 miles. Okay, day 21, 5 miles. Day 23, 60 pounds, 12 miles. Day 25, 5-mile run. Day 27, this is the end of the third month, you should be at your target of a 60-pound rucksack, 12 miles, 3 hours or less. And finally, you finish it up with a 5-mile run. Now, what you're looking for here is you're looking for that 12 miles in 3 hours or less. And that 5-mile run, ideally, should be 40 minutes or less. Okay, that's a tall order for a lot of people out there. But like if you were to go on active duty and try to get into SOCOM or MARSOC or any of the SOF branches, you're going to have to run 5 miles in 40 minutes or less and do a 12-mile ruck march in 3 hours or less with between 55 and 65 pounds dry. That's without water or anything. At the end of this third month, you should have your base pretty much down. Okay, now, this doesn't require you to do a 60-pound ruck march, you know, every other day to maintain combat shape. That's kind of counterproductive. You can dial it down a little bit to still doing your 5-mile runs in between, you know, your endurance days. You're still doing your calisthenics, weightlifting, swimming, what have you. Even CrossFit will help augment this once you get the base down. You will still need to do the 12 miles every second or third week, moving forward ad nauseum until you either break or you feel you no longer have to do that to stay in combat shape. Now, I personally, at my age, and I have some health issues, I still do the walks, but I'll do like, you know, 30 to 35 pounds, 6 to 8 miles, you know, maybe once or twice a month. And I do speed walks instead of running. I go to the boxing gym. I try to get there at least 2 to 3 times a week. So, you know, for all of the punishment I put myself through and all the damage I've sustained up until this point, I'm still doing a pretty good job at, you know, keeping everything even keel. Now, lately, I've had some health issues, and I've lost like 20 fucking pounds. Going to the doctor to find out exactly what's going on. Hopefully, it's nothing serious. Got some blood work back. Everything looked okay. So, I don't know. I have a feeling that my weight loss has something to do with me cutting out a lot, almost all of the alcohol I consume, you know, at night and during the day. So I'm cutting that back quite a bit. I still have, you know, beer here and there. There's not enough alcohol in that to make a big difference. And I still have a foo-foo drink once in a while. But the whole, you know, 4 to 8 ounces of hard liquor to go to bed every night has come to an end. With that being said, hopefully you guys found this somewhat useful to get yourself into that combat shape. You know, you want that body that can, you know, withstand the rigors of combat. You're going to have to do stuff like this. There is no way around it. And I'm sure the CrossFit guys that strictly do CrossFit could probably kick my ass, you know, in the short term, no problem. But see, if you have to do combat, it's not a 1 hour, it's not a 4 hour, 8 hour event. It's a 24/7, 365 event that ends when you die, you're injured too gravely to continue, or the situation leading up to you needing to be in combat comes to an end. But this is the nitty-gritty of getting your body into combat shape. Now, I'm sure there's some people out there like, "Pop, you're so full of shit, blah, blah, blah." All right. I went to basic training, and I went to AIT for infantry. And this is almost exactly what we did. All right. We did add in chin-ups and so forth, which I would suggest on the days between the heavy endurance events. So when you get to the end of 3 months, you're ready to go. All right. And you will notice when you get to the end of the 3 months, it's going to change your mindset. You're going to have more energy, and you're generally going to feel better.